There's a couple of things I wanted to go over. Sometimes we just feel like God lets us down in our prayer. You know, we pray a certain way. And I've been praying and praying and praying about this certain person. He's a good man. He's a widower. He's got money, which that's not a priority, but it helps. He's got two houses. He works at the post office. He's a great friend. He's a kind friend. He's a Christian. He's loving. And we got to go on a date Friday night, and it was fantastic. I couldn't tell you what's going on in the show. I'm kidding. I'm telling you that the show was good. It was Planet of the Apes. We both liked it and enjoyed it and laughed, and it was so nice. And I just keep praying, God, if this is the one, or if there's nobody, Father, if there's nobody, you don't want me to be with anybody till the day I die. Just make my day shorter, God. Oh, I want to have someone to live my life out with that's going to be good to me, not lie to me, not use me, not manipulate me, but to love me, and we can live our lives out together. I thought that was David and I, but that's not the picture, so I need another picture, and it's not about me today at Sunday school. Anyway, sometimes, you know, we pray, and then we feel like, well, God, I just feel so let down. I mean, I'm sitting at this table. Josh has got his wife. You know, he's been divorced. And now he's got this great wife. And Rayanne, she's doing so good. Randy went to AA and rehab. He's sober. He's getting a master's in psychology. He's doing good. They're together. They get to go on trips. And, you know, look at Kimmy and Kenneth. It's summer months. Kenneth's working 16 hours a day. They're making money, but they get to be together. And here's Miss Lump on the log. Oh, yeah, you've done all of this. Look at this. You've done all this. You raise these kids, and you think you want someone just to hold you and tell you it's going to be all right. God the Father can do that. I know that, but it's nice to be hugged. And if you think that's wrong, then you need to question yourself, because everyone, that's just how God made us, to be compassionate to one another, to hug and go, I'm sorry you're going through this, but you know what? The one thing I know is God's going to get you through it. It may hurt, it may be painful, but God's going to get you through it, because that's His plan with you. But we go through these things so we can, what? Give the glory to God. It's not about us. It's not about poor me, what I'm going through. I don't have anybody. I don't have anybody to love me. That's not it. It's whatever's going to happen in my life, God's going to get the glory. And one day I hope that when they do my memorial, which I don't want her to, that these pews are filled. And I said, you know what? Chris did something for me one day. That's what I want someone to be able to say. Chris was a good person. She did nice things for me. I want a legacy like David had. And that's going to be hard to live up to, because he did so much for the community, for the community, for this church. But we all need a legacy, and we need it to be that, hey, there may be few people in that church, but they never lost their faith. They're going through struggles and issues, but they never lost their faith. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. God, you feel like sometimes God lets you down, and it hurts. You think, what have I done that's so bad? Lord, I've repented here, I've done this. But we need to reveal our emotions to God. We need to tell God, okay, God, I know you know this, but I know you want me to be intimate with you and tell you what's going on. So this is what I'm feeling. These are my emotions right now. God's never going to leave me. God's character and the nature of God's never going to change. You know, we think, well, God must be changing because these things are just terrible. The world's falling apart. Babies are dying of cancer. Friends and family are dying. They're in wrecks with alcoholism people. You know, it's just, there just must be something that is just not right. God is never going to change. He's never going to change. He's always going to love you. 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 He's never going to forsake you. That will never change. Isn't that wonderful that we have somebody that's perfect, that we can know that they're never going to change and they're not going to leave your side? That is so wonderful. God's character is not going to change. Jesus' character is not going to change. The nature of the Holy Spirit is not ever going to change. Okay. God is righteous. God cannot do wrong. Okay? He can't be wrong. Things in this world happen because of what Brenda said earlier. We make choices in our life that are not the best choices at times, and we have to deal with them. So at that time, we got to know, though, that God did nothing wrong. You know, who was it, Flip Wilson? The devil made me do it. No, usually it's our flesh. But God will never change. That is awesome. And God is holy. He will never be evil. Never be evil. God will never be evil. He's not. He's holy. And God is pure. God is perfect. God is amazing. He's not going to change. And He's forgiving. He's forgiven of our sins. I mean, can you imagine? Just us few, we could get together and tell all of our sins. And we would be judgmental with each other. I can't believe that you're doing that, Brenda. You're drinking a pint of vodka a day. Now, come on. I mean, you know, we just all have things in our lives that would never happen. But God will never sin. Never, never, ever, ever. Never. God is compassionate. He is always moved by our suffering. We say, oh, well, you know, God doesn't care. I'm crying here. He just don't care about this or nothing. God catches every tear in His hand. And when people do wrong to His people, trust me, God will get them back if they have not repented and asked for forgiveness. God is wise, very wise. He knows everything. God is love. He is not just loving. He is the essence of love, and all His actions are out of love. Everything about Him is love. God is just. He is the righteous judge who sees beyond the surface and into our hearts. I mean, there are some times that we do things that we're not proud of that we do. Either cussing, saying things that aren't nice, whatever it is. But God looks at our hearts. And He knows we're going to confess our sin. He knows that. And you know what? He knows, I know what you're going to do. I don't want you to do it, but I already know you're going to do it. Which is, it seems crazy when you think about it. But I know on July 14th at 3:18, I know what you're going to do. I already know it. But when we get to it, I hope you choose not to do it. But if you do it, I'm going to forgive you if you ask for forgiveness. I mean, that thing had happened to me. He told me not to do something. He said, let it go. Let it go. And I went, but I've just got to do one more thing. Just one. No. So I didn't. I walked away. I came back later, and I went, God, I've got to do it. And I did it. I sent the message. And I just felt so disappointed in myself because I knew you were going to do it, but I still love you. But when I tell you not to do something, don't do it. I love you. You've asked for forgiveness. Don't do it again. But God already knows when you're going to sin. He knows what you're going to choose. If it's a fleshly thing, if it's a judgmental thing, whatever it is, He already knows what you're going to do. Because you know why? Because Jesus died on the cross for all the things that He knows that we were going to do. Now, if that isn't a miracle in itself, I don't know what is. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. But He doesn't want you to. He wants you to make a better choice. Now, next week, when that temptation comes up, I'm going to be able to fight it. Okay? Because when you do something and you feel the Holy Spirit, you just feel so bad because you did it, you don't want to hurt God again. You don't want to be in that place again. So I'm going to choose not to do it. Does that make sense at all? God knows when we're going to do that. Do that thing. And then I forgive you. But don't do it. I have shut the door. I have sealed the door. I have put tape all over the door. I put caution tape on the door. Don't do it. Yes, my Father, I don't want to hurt you. That's how we have to give. We don't want to hurt our God. He's magnificent. He's got an agape love for me. But he knew what I was going to do. But he didn't want me to make that choice, but I did. Now, when I'm tempted, I'm not going to do it again. I know, you pray about that, you'll see what I'm talking about. So we need to trust God and work on doing the things that he doesn't want us to do. We've got to work on doing the right thing within us. We've got to stop making choices that hurts our relationship with the Father. If you sin, does that mean you can't have a relationship with God? No. It means that when the Holy Spirit tells you, oh, you feel so bad because you did something wrong, that's good, because you're still listening to the Holy Spirit. When your Holy Spirit says, look, that wasn't right, we need to know. I go to God, God, I'm so sorry, I really am. Look at my heart and say, that it's forgotten. But God knows what choice you're going to make. He just wants you to make the right choice, because it's a free will. Now, we can get into the Arminian study, and we can get into the Calvinistic study, but we're not going to. God gives us a free will. If you want to be with God, yes, be with God. But when you be with God, you've got to serve him, you've got to love him, you've got to respect him, you need to be humble before him, you need to know that God was a wrathful God in the Old Testament, you need to know that God's a jealous God, you can't put anything above him. No man, no football player, I know, Pastor, no athlete, no wife, who she's so hot, I just think about it all the time. You can't put anything on the pedestal but God. And if stuff starts going awry in your life, sit back and look and see if God is the first thing, if he's a priority. If he's not, change your priority, and then things will fall into place. Things are going to get bad. They will, because we've got to go through our trials. That's what I say in Philippians, isn't it, Pastor? You know, be happy that you're going through this stuff. He doesn't mean, oh, yeah, this is great. I love to cry every night. I do. No, he's saying be happy, because when you get through this trial, you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to have victory in your life. Be excited, because I still love you so much. I want you more like my son. That's what we got to be like, more like Jesus. Are you? Are you more like Jesus? Or are we still sitting and gossiping and judging and getting angry at everything and expecting our kids to be a certain way, our mothers to be a certain way? What are we doing? And we're all doing something, because we all sin. But get right with God. Get right with God. Repent. And let's start new. It's like he erases everything. Okay, Chris did that. She opened that door. I've erased it because she's so sorry about it. But if I do it again, God will already know that I'm going to do it, because Jesus already died on the cross. So, Chris, don't do that anymore. I'm not going to tell you again. Do not do it. Okay, I'm not going to do it. That door shut, God. But Lord, if I get tempted, I need you to distract me. I need you to do something. No, you do it. You put on praise music. You call a friend and tell them to pray for you. You do something to make the right choice. you've got to make the right choices. We all do. We're all going through it. We're all going through it. Even pastor, I'm sure, goes through temptations. And I'm not saying he's looking at porn. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he goes through temptations like, you know what? I'm just about done with that church. There's only six people there, and I just can't do any more, God. Or the devil will come after him and go, look, you've got a job. Now you have to take care of your wife 24-7. You don't have time for yourself. You know, you struggle. Just give up. Just give up. We don't listen to the devil, though. Okay? We don't listen to the devil. Because God's not going to be telling you, just give up. Just give up. It's not worth it. God's not going to be saying that. He's going to say, my child, we can do it together. If I tell you to walk on water, you better walk on water. If I tell you whatever, you better do it. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our choices that we make. Please help us this week to make right choices. Please help us to do the things that we need to do. Lord, I love you so much, and I thank you for all the things that you do for us in our lives. May we be appreciative. Just help the music be wonderful. Help the pastor send us the word. And we all feel ooey, ooey, gooey. Love, love, love after church is over. Love you. We give this to you now. Amen. Amen.